Welcome to Color Country Politics, where we discuss all the important political issues facing Iron County, Utah. Our guests include elected officials and community leaders in or representing Iron County.
This is Hot Take Episode 3, School Bond TLDR.
Hello and welcome to our Hot Take. We are Color Country Politics. I am Jenny Hendricks. I am here with Councilwoman Terry Hartley, Harold Haney, and Michelle Lambert of the Iron County School Board. And we're talking today about the Iron County School District general bond election that is going to show up on our ballot. So Michelle, can you just tell us just a little bit about what to expect?
Absolutely. This is actually something I'm really excited about. We have the opportunity to pass a bond that will allow us to fund some really critical projects in the school district right now. At the top of our list is safety and security. I came to this district about 6 years ago. I noticed at the time that we have lovely schools. My kids went to an elementary school that was beautiful, very old. I loved all the windows and all the doors, and they were always open to the outside. And immediately I had concerns about the safety of my kids in there. And anyway, I think a lot of our schools are aging, and they require just some basic upgrades to meet just standard security protocols of today. So we're talking about remodeling, some restructuring, some offices, some entrances. We're talking about cameras, security cameras, those sorts of things. And so this bond will allow us to make some of those important upgrades right now when it's needed the most. We're also looking at, I've got my list here, we're looking at middle school. Both as we have studied, the district has put together a 10-year plan of the needs and of our facilities. And as we looked at potential growth, where we're seeing the greatest need is in the middle schools. So that's where we're already getting kind of pinched. We've got really crowded classrooms. We've got classes happening in the cafeteria, in the hallways. And so by putting an additional music wing in both of our middle schools, we free up a lot of available classroom. And then we've got thriving music programs. And some of my kids are in the band at Cedar Middle School, and they talk about trying to squeeze in there. I let's not have the fire marshal come by when get past the piccolos there. So it will meet the need of thriving programs, and it will really free up space so that we can get more kids, and those schools will last us longer because we'll be able to accommodate for growth. I guess there are some other really important items. The other really big ticket items we're looking at is replacing two of our oldest elementary schools. Either replacing or building new ones, depending on where the need is in the future. So,
okay, that's great.
The issue there becomes the great need for people to be informed, and we wanted everybody to know that you can go to the Iron County School District website to get an update on all of the information about the bond.
So this is a $92 million bond proposition, and if you go to the Iron County School District website, you can get all of the information there. Thank you so much. This is Color Country Politics. We'll see you soon.
You've been listening to Color Country Politics, a production in cooperation with Utah Politico Hub and graciously sponsored by Century 21 Prestige Realty at 121 North Main Street, Cedar City. Special thanks to Amoeba Crew for use of their song Background Indie Rock, licensed under Creative Commons. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever fine podcasts are found. Also, check out our YouTube channel where we post video of our interviews. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and our website at www.colorcountrypolitics.com.